morning, my friends, and welcome to Spiritually Speaking with Heidi Metz, and I am Heidi. We are on week two of Seeking God for the City 2020, and this week we are going to be seeking the gospel of the kingdom, meditating on the scripture verse Matthew 24:14. So we will be right back after these messages with the insert of week two, Gospel of the Kingdom. On day 15, we're seeking God to reveal His glory by healing. In Isaiah 35, we're reading verse 2, 4 through 6. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Say to those with anxious hearts, take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come. Then the eyes of the blind will be open, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy. In Matthew 4:23, Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of his kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. Let us pray. Father God, come to us in your glory. Mighty God, dispel the cruel desperation of darkness, the foreboding sense that life is short, bleak, and hopeless. Many are blinded by their sadness and deafened by their despair. Restore their spiritual sight. Seek so that they hear your voice. As you heal, enable your people to announce the amazing news. Your God is coming. He is bringing his kingdom. Unstopped ears will hear. Once anxious hearts will exult in hope. May those who once were blind see you coming soon. Glory and rise to follow you. Give your people bold expectations of your coming kingdom. Move them to pray for sick people in the sincerity of your love. Confirm the gospel, that tangible demonstrations that you are as good as you are great. Amen. Friends, pray with me today that Christians would pray with compassion for the sick as Jesus did, for the gospel of Christ's kingdom to be clearly conveyed by your people as God displays his loving power through their prayers. We're going to also seek God for news and media workers today, friends. Pray for people throughout the industries of broadcasting and print media that they be strengthened in godly wisdom so that the truth, and let me emphasize, the truth would be told and that attitudes of cynicism would be changed. Pray that productions would carry virtue and convey the values of Christ's kingdom. Pray that many would come to know Christ. During your prayer walk today, visit a media center, a broadcast station, or a publisher of print media. Pray for the people working in these settings. Meditate upon God's word in Zechariah 8:16. These are the things which you should do. Speak the truth to one another. Judge with truth and judgment for peace in your gates. Again, thank you for joining us today, my friends, for seeking God in this city. Come back tomorrow where we will learn another day of seeking God.